29 days. For the first time, the boy set foot inside her apartment.
Hi!
What's up? Girl.
So, this is my place. I'm not really sure what else I'm supposed to say.
Pretty cozy. I like it.
Adam, take your shoes off.
My bad.
Clizzy! Bad boy! Stop! Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I thought he was locked up.
I don't think he likes me very much.
Aw, who's a good little boy? It's you. Yes, you are.
Aw, he likes you, Adam.
What? No fair. Bad dog.
Hey, don't listen to him, Glizzy. You're a good little baby boy.
This is bull. I didn't even do anything.
I guess dogs just naturally like me more than you.
Probably because you smell like one.
Hey!
I mean...
I don't smell like a dog. Whatever. You guys suck.
Zoe leads them to the living room. As she locks Glizzy into his kennel, Kai and Adam take note of their surroundings. The furniture is pushed against the wall to make room for several easels standing upon islands of newspaper, speckled and smeared with reds, yellows, and blues. Fastened upon the easels are canvases of half-finished paintings. Kai is drawn to one landscape in particular, a surreal and unsettling visage of a bus sitting in an empty parking lot that stretches endlessly beyond the horizon. I didn't know that you're a painter.
Oh, yeah. It's just a hobby.
Really? Some of these are good enough that you could probably sell them.
What? Really?
Yes, I mean it. This could probably be more than a hobby if you wanted it to be.
I don't know.
Seriously, I'd commission you. I bet that other people would too. And I wouldn't just say that to be nice.
True. He's never nice.
It's not just how they look. These make me feel something.
You guys are teasing me, aren't you?
No, I'm serious. These are really good, Zoe. It's got that sense of loneliness, and it's unsettling, but in a good, artsy type of way, you know?
Aw. Thanks, guys.
Which kind of makes me wonder, are you feeling super lonely or something?
Are you trying to give me a heart attack?
Shut up and look at this!
Sirop is holding up Zoe's cell phone. He taps the screen with his wingtip, then a Tic Tac video begins to play.
Hey everyone, it's me, Ashley DeHaan at Rainbow Guts, and boy do I have a special announcement for you. September 3rd will be the first ever debut of my band, Devil's Holiday. Ticket prices and location will be linked in my bio, so be sure to stop by if you're in the area. Mwah! See you there, cuties.
This Tic Tac already
has...
All right,
boys, today we're going to start by cooking inverted pizza over stuffed cat eggs. So right off the bat, you're going to want to start by boiling
some water. Anyway, Ashley's Tic Tac has 1.3 million views already.
Holy shit.
It has over 600,000 likes, too. Seems like we're going to have an audience.
Did you catch their band name?
Yeah, Devil's Holiday.
Good. It's the best band name I've ever heard in my life.
It really is a good name.
Aw, so good.
Let's try to come up with ours. We can't let this stand.
You're right, we can't let it stand.
What about... Sinner's Ballad?
No, it's too similar to Devil's Holiday.
Demon's Reverie.
Dude, no.
Too similar.
Lucifer Rising.
Too edgy.
Maybe we could try something different. Like, something cute.
Wait, Zoe, let's try this. On the count of three, I'll say a food, and then you say an animal. Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three... Juice!
Crab. Juice crab!
That's disgusting.
Try again?
Yeah, let's try again.
3, 2, 1, butter! Butter duck!
That sounds like a Pokemon.
Guys, stop it. These aren't working.
3, 2, 1,
chicken! Chicken, chicken!
That one's just stupid. You're not gonna come up with a good name
by... One more time, go! Fish! Milk!
Oh my god! Milkfish!
I said... Oh, hey, wait. Actually, that one has some charm.
Yeah, I kinda like that.
We should be Milkfish then. I like that name.
Yay!
Congratulations. Are we ready to start practice?
Yeah. Ready, Milkfish?
Yes, I am, Milkfish.
Cringe.
The three of them summon their instruments together for the first time. United in purpose, they prepare for their next month of training!
Alright, you guys, let's—
Concentrate!
26 days. Kai and Adam have to clear things up over a phone call. Lawrence, your message was unintelligible.
Yeah?
Yes. First off, you said that the date would be September 234th. That isn't a day.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So what's the actual—
Yeah, that isn't a real day. I meant to put September 3rd.
Okay, cool. That's what I was wondering.
Extra fries, please.
Are you at a drive-thru right now?
In your message, it also said it would be at 5 p.m. I don't know what p.m. means, Lawrence. I'm assuming you either meant to put p.m. or a.m.
Yeah.
So which one is it?
Yeah, I'll take a drink holder.
A.m. or p.m., Lawrence?
P.M. Jeez, take a pill, dude.
How about you wait to call us back until after you pick up your food?
You know what? Sometimes I wish you'd frick off, Adam.
Oh, excuse me? Did you just
What's
tell me
deal?
To fuck
Do
off?
I always dog
Don't tell me to fuck off.
You know I said frick. Dude.
I know what I heard, Lawrence.
Look, I don't want smoke, man.
16 days. The instrumental to their song is complete. Creative progress is something that can make you feel on top of the world.
Yes, good. Good work, you three.
Oh my god, I love our song. It sounds so good.
Man, I don't know about you guys, but right now I'm feeling pretty good about life. Our songs are turning out really good. Kai's new haircut is amazing.
Aw, thanks, man. I'm really happy with how it looks.
That's the best haircut I've ever seen in my life.
Such a good haircut.
Not to mention, Clizzy likes you now, Kai.
Aw, good boy. You know, normally I'd be really worried about dog hair getting on my clothes, but right now, I'm just in such a good mood.
Same. It feels so good not to have to use my crutches anymore. I'm just happy I can move around freely now.
I'm so happy for you, Adam.
That means you can start working again, right?
Let's not spoil the mood. We'll talk about that later.
You're right. For now, let's just enjoy our success.
You know, I feel like I don't say this very often, but I love you guys.
Aww, I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you.
What was that?
Speak louder.
I did. It was loud.
No, it wasn't.
It's okay, buddy. We know. You don't have to say it.
Are you guys drunk or something? You're creeping me out.
Aw, don't worry. We love you too, Sarap.
You're our little fuzzy wuzzy.
What? Stop!
Can we pet you?
Yeah, just one feel.
Stop! You're freaking me out!
Aw, come back!
You guys are weird.
11 days. They stop at a vending machine for refreshments. The blistering heat does nothing to help the anguish of Ryder's block.
This heat is stupid.
When we get back, do you guys want to try and practice some more?
I don't even want to think about that right now.
You know, I really thought we had something when we finished the instrumental. But now everything I try to sing on it is fucking trash garbage. Not only that, but my lyrics are stupid.
This vending machine's also stupid. Oh my god.
Yeah, every time I try to come up with a melody, it just sounds so bad. Like a fart coming out of my mouth.
Normally I'd laugh really hard at that, Zoe, but I just feel like we are so screwed right now. Plus it's so hot outside.
I feel even hotter than you guys because Sarap is on my head.
Just take him off.
I can't. We have an arrangement.
True. Besides, this earth heat is nothing. It was way worse on Romulan 7. The sky was lava on Romulan 7.
You made that up.
Maybe.
Are you serious?
Man, we'll never come up with the lyrics.
I bet Devil's Holiday has lyrics. God, I hate those guys. Damn them to hell for being so cool.
We're so screwed.
We're super screwed.
We're super mega screwed.
We're super mega ultra screwed.
I hope I die.
Whoa. Jesus, Zoe.
I hope I die!
Oh my god, finally. This heat is killing me.
Is that a Diet Dr. Grass?
Yeah, why?
Are you trying to watch your figure or something?
I just like the flavor. By pure rotten luck, the members of Devil's Holiday passed by and stopped to say hello. Oh, great.
Well, 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 look who it is. We just got back from practicing our new song, and I gotta say, it's sounding pretty good so far. Especially the lyrics. But that part's always easy, am I right?
Just go away. I can't deal with you right now.
Haha, is it finally sinking in that you're gonna lose in 11 days?
You're so annoying.
Is that a diet, Dr. Grass? What, you trying to watch your figure? I just like the flavor! Liar. No one likes grass flavor.
You suck, Ezra.
Shut up, Alan.
Adam.
Don't care.
All right. Now it's your turn, Lawrence. Say something mean to them like we practiced.
I bet you had to use soap to smell that good.
Thanks? What the hell was that? That was awful!
Okay. You miss me?
Nope.
Ugh, I get it. You're mad that I'm gonna take your powers away. I'll be honest. I won't hold back during the Battle of the Bands. But it's nothing personal. Afterwards, you can take me out to dinner if you'd like.
I'm not mad about that. Even if things were completely different, I'd still have no interest in you.
You know, playing hard to get is one thing, but don't you think you're taking it a bit too far?
Not really.
Anyways, we're gonna dip out. Just remember, you've only got 11 days left with powers, so try to enjoy it while you can, Hoffa.
Nerds!
Later, guys! Good luck!
Don't wish them luck! What's wrong with you?
This sucks.
This mega sucks.
This mega double sucks.
This mega double ultra sucks.
So what's that thing he keeps calling you? Heifer, or...
Don't worry about it. As we close in on the Battle of the Bands, our heroes have come up with the name of their group and their first instrumental, but still don't have a finished song. Time is running out, and if they want any chance of defeating their rivals and holding on to the title of the Chosen Ones, they'll need to act fast. If they fail, the fate of the universe could fall into the hands of Devil's Holiday.